Hi, I'm Jen Horn.
And I'm Ayan De La Torre.
And you're listening to Mooney on This, the show where we talk about the challenges and possibilities in creating a more mindful and livable world.
This episode is brought to you by Forest Foundation Philippines, a nonprofit that supports projects that empower people to protect and grow our forests and restore our connection with the natural world. Learn more about them and how you can make your project happen via forestfoundation.ph.
If you were nature, what would you say to humans? Inspired by the wisdom of our planet, we invited our friends and followers to write a message as an element in nature. They could choose to be the sun, the sea, a songbird, a specific tree from their home, their memories, corals, willows, whatever being resonated with them. And then ask, if you embodied this living creature, what would you want to see? Together with our friends from Aga Magenda, Habilin, and Forest Foundation Philippines, we launched the Letters from Nature project After Earth Day to help us pause and reflect on lessons from nature. What you'll hear are contributions from three women who participated in this project. First, you'll hear Alex Paredes' letter from the Philippine Hornbill or Calaw as they are locally known, followed by Thea Serrad's letter from Soil, and finally, you'll hear May Padilla's Liham Mula sa Kalikasan, which is an emotive letter from nature in Filipino. After listening to these readings and our discussion, we invite you to view the online gallery of contributed works, compiled by Habilin, with a link in our episode description. And perhaps you can also take a moment to be mindfully present with the nature around you and contribute your own letter to this ongoing project of reconnecting with the more than human.
Dear human, I heard you've been staying home for too long. Or maybe you're the one who braves the wild to get supplies? We're not so different, you and I. I'm the breadwinner in my family. I go out so my wife and child can stay safe. You know how losing your job throws your whole life in jeopardy? If I die, the chances my family survives are next to none. There's danger all around, and fewer of us. But this is home. Air and light, food and flight, and freedom. The forest means shelter. I don't know if you know how much you need it too, human. If you protect forests, you're not just saving me, but yourselves too. Think on it, will you? We're not so different at all. Signed, Calaw.
Human, look at me. Look at your feet. Where do they lay? For eons, I have supported all life on this planet, and yet, I feel neglected. I support you as you walk. I rest beneath your concrete houses. I absorb the rain as best I could to quench the thirst of trees, and these, I hold them. I hold their roots bearing fruits with which you eat, which nourish that body. I hold all of you. I hold the mountains that shield you from storms. I am those mountains. I hold steady your cities. Those concrete slabs that cover me, suffocating, keeping me imprisoned, treating me insignificant. And yet, when I rise as ash from the core of this planet, from within volcanoes, you see me in horror, as if I wanted this. All I want is to breathe and support you as I live. Don't give me those toxic fumes you call pesticide. Those solid rocks of concrete that take the breath out of me. I don't want your rubber, your solid steps. I want to feel the soles of your feet, your skin touching mine. For I am the skin of the earth. When was the last time you laid on me? With soft blades of grass, feeling the roots of trees that I caress deep within me. You see, I see everything connected on this ailing planet. I see and feel the destruction, even my darkest, deepest depths of the ocean. I feel everything, every living thing, and I don't know for how long I can hold on if you don't take care of me.
Dear humans, miss na namin kayo. Miss namin ang sa inyo'y makipaglaro. Makisali sa kulitan habang naghahabulan. At habang nagtatampisaw, marinig ang kiyawan. Magbabad, magbabad, hanggang init ay kayang tagalan. Magbabad, maghintay, magabang, hanggang takip silim inyong mapagmasdan. Taglay na ganda't inhawa ay manamnam. Pero, habang di pa tayo maaring magsama, sana inyong mapagtantot maunawaan. Ang paglakbay sa malayo ay hindi laging kailangan upang lumalim ang ating pagkakaibigan. Pagkat kayo ay laging napapalibutan ng biyaya ng kalikasan. Minsan nasa mahiwaga, minsan nasa karaniwan. Pero lagi-laging naghihintay, nag-aabang, na inyong muling matuklasan.
After the break, Jen and I will share our reactions to these stories and how this process of writing from the perspective of nature has inspired us and others to re-examine who we are and where we belong.
This episode was brought to you by Forest Foundation Philippines, a nonprofit that supports projects that empower people to protect and grow our forest. Learn more about how Forest Foundation Philippines can help make your project happen via forestfoundation.ph.
So Jen, after listening to those three stories and also watching, reading some of the submissions online, how do you feel?
I feel connected to these people who shared their stories, especially with Mace, no, and just hearing also her speak in Tagalog just made it feel so much more emotive. And I could feel both the love that they felt, that connection that they have with nature, but also I felt the pain with which they were speaking on behalf of nature, right? And but I think those are super important things to draw from when we're thinking about our connection with nature and the need to protect it. Parang, you know, you come from both a place of pain and pleasure in this advocacy, right? And obviously, since we just last played Mace, that's the one that resonates. And I think it's just so great also how she pointed out, and especially that now that, you know, we're in the midst of this pandemic and we're locked down in our homes, where she says that we don't need to look far or we don't need to travel far to experience this connection with nature. And we find that in both grand things and in the everyday. And like, it could be as simple as like being a plantita and growing your own plants or caring for your cat, right? That you adopted in the street. And parang, I guess, you know, it's a lot of like taking those things for granted. That's why we forget our connection with nature. And, you know, even this exercise in itself is a form of staying connected with nature. So yeah, I think that's what I have. How about you, Ayan?
What I felt was like this sense of urgency for me to be able to go through that process of introspection then. Because after the event and after knowing that these are the prompts, parang nahirapan pa rin ako. It's just so hard for me to write from that perspective, from the perspective mm-hmm. of more than human. Because all of my writing, my reflections, even my journals in high school, parang they're all rooted or inspired by conversations with people around me, with the people I love, my friends, my family. And so to that, to sort of extend my sense of self is something that I have yet to like push the boundaries of that. Like, where do I belong? Who are the communities that I'm part of? And by just reading their stories, listening to those stories, I feel a part of nature. I feel connected to more than human companions. And yet, it's just so hard for me to write from their perspective. So parang challenge siya for me that, you know, after this episode, I should start looking, maybe crawling with my cat or something and just sitting with my plants. And in the ordinary, as May said, and really try to see, you know, how else can I extend my sense of self to include them in the conversation?
Yeah, I love that. This extending the sense of self. Kasi parang I feel like that's also a large part of this whole, you know, conservation conversation. And recognizing that humans are part of nature, we're very much interconnected. And parang how, you know, how we've come to this place that we're very careless about our impact on other people and the planet is because of this, you know, false idea or like this sort of morphed, convoluted idea of self that it's just us and that we don't recognize that our existence is very much hinged on the health of others and the planet as well. So parang, you know, when we also talk about self-interest, diba? Parang, what is it to be self-interested or what is it to be selfish? Is it selfish to want to care for the planet because ultimately you know that you depend on it? So parang just blurring the boundaries of self in that sense. No? And I think that's an interesting point that you really raised. And the beauty of this exercise also is really an exercise in mindfulness and presence, really. And it's, I know it's a word that you mentioned in one of our previous episodes on like lessons from 2020, about that you're, the word that you want to pursue this year is about presence. And I think Letters from Nature, like this exercise, is precisely that. It is being present, paying mindful attention, and just, you know, trying to feel those feelings and just trying to imagine what it would be like for this element or creature in nature when we slow down and pause to think about that, that we better appreciate it, that we can better empathize with it, and that we can better speak for and protect it as well, I feel. And then parang there's something about the, you know, the imaginative quality of this exercise that I feel lends you to, yeah, just flex your both empathy and creativity muscles.
That's true.
And then, you know, in coaching also, we talk a lot about the power of metaphors. And that's also where I see this being really important. And parang, you know, even from some of the other letter submissions, when we talk about the wisdom that we hear from nature. And again, parang, you know, when we take the time to pause and reflect and be mindful and seeing that there's just so much that we can learn, you know, from things that are happening in our garden and to, you know, points that you've raised before in this podcast as well about, you know, just being attuned with, you know, the pace and the seasons of nature, diba?
Thanks for reminding me of things I don't know. I feel like that's a different version of who I am. Like, did I say those things? Maybe also because sometimes we're just so critical about ourselves, right? So we think that if I'm going to speak for someone more than me, like a more than human companion, then I should do it justice, right? I should do my research. I should make sure all of the facts are accurate. But I like what you said that, you know, it's not about that perfection or that structure. It's really just paying attention and actually taking the time to really notice And
right.
When you said about this power of metaphors, I also think it's also just, if we zoom out, it's the power of language, right? Or power of naming, which we talked about with Agam and all of our contributors, na parang if we actually know the names, if we know the hornbill, if we know the names of the plants that we take care of, then it means that we, as human beings, collectively value these things. And if we value them, if they are part of who we are, then we will do our very best to protect them. So perhaps the exercise, the initial exercise, if this one is a bit hard, which I find challenging already, is just to know the names of of the other parts of, you know, our natural world, apart from the way we know the names and nicknames of the people we love, but how we can do that also and extend that to wildlife, to plants, and even the places, the natural places that we have here in our country. So just knowing the names is already a start. And then later on, that's where the imagination, the creativity can enter, because you start interpreting it now through their perspective.
Yeah, as you were saying this, I also just remembered, you know, how in our previous episode with Mabby and Padma, and just talking about representation of like people's stories, for example, and you're also saying here, like, you want to be able to represent this being in like the best possible way. Of course, the like nature can't tell you that you're misrepresenting them.
There's no like credit board or proofreading from nature.
Yeah, but I also think, you know, it's parang interesting. Like, when you choose to, like, see a specific thing. Like, for example, you know, like Thea choosing to see soil, or like Alex choosing to see this hornbill. And then, you know, using that deliberate choice to see this thing to actually learn more about it as well. And so, hopefully, when people also do this, it leaves them to be more curious about this thing that they're trying to embody, and seeing what other lessons or like components, or like, you know, even if they got into like the nerdy science bit of it, then that's cool too. Like, you mean you learn something as you're doing this thing, and you maybe draw some like metaphors from those fun facts. And then suddenly it's not just like this nerdy factoid anymore. It becomes, could be like a metaphor also for how it shows up in the world.
We can be the imaginative, creative, emotional side to our connections with this more than human beings. But it can also be scientific, right? We can get down and dirty with the data and try to get to know them. Like, you know, what are the things they like? What are the things that we do as humans that they don't like? So there's room for both. And there's room for that nuance. So I guess I'll just try to remember our conversation when I try to do this practice again, and not be too critical about it.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, you know, it's like, I feel like as long as people just try the exercise and parang not be too bogged down by, oh, like, I have to make this perfect. Like what you said.
Yeah, I have to post on Instagram if I don't get like, oh my God, this exercise is worthless. I mean, it's not about the validation, right? Either from the human beings or from the natural world. But the process itself, in itself, is rewarding. You know, we see nature as this gentle force, and yet it is also powerful and destructive. And so when we write from its perspective, then all those emotions are also valid. And you don't have to self-curate or try to make it, I don't know, so politically correct, or make it too, I don't know, it can be both, right? You want it to be too angry, na parang ceremony from Nanay, aka Mother Nature. Or it could be from, you know, like a perspective of a child, or like a young seed, which is more about innocence and joy and, I don't know, play. And we try to, if we have more stories from different, coming from anger, coming from joy, coming from hope, then it just enriches the conversation even more.
Yeah, for sure. I remember, like, as we were going through some of the submissions, it felt like a lot were like coming from a place of anger.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's good to acknowledge that and really hold the space for that and honor that even. Parang it can't be the only place with which we operate. At the same time, parang it can't always just be like, you know, candy clouds and roses and rainbows. Na parang, because what makes the, like, the joy even more joyful is also, like, acknowledging parang that there's, like, you know, the flip side of that as well. And parang, you know, the compassion that we feel for nature is because we also experience what the pain is, right? And that makes our compassion even deeper. We're complex creatures and we hold multiple emotions at any time. And I guess, like, even, you know, as you're writing from a place of anger on behalf of nature, you know na parang, yeah, I'm trying to protect nature, but I'm also inflicting pain on it myself. So parang, you know, there's just, it's just a lot. And it's okay.
It's fine. It's fine if you get overwhelmed. It's fine if you need to pause. But yeah, maybe you really need to seek that joy. Even if you write from a place of anger, know that you need to also hold space for joy and hope so that it doesn't consume you, I think.
Yes.
But also, if you're just always writing from a place of joy, then maybe you don't acknowledge the urgency that is needed or that is required.
We also need to see beyond, you know, just like romanticizing nature, right? And really advocating for it as well. And its protection. No? And so hopefully it doesn't just stop there as well. And that when you know, whenever people will also like write something, it leads them to inquire further on this topic, like if it's soil, like, oh, you know, to look more into, you know, regenerative agriculture, for example, and like what are the movements that are happening in that space, or how we're protecting farmers who have better practices working with the land, you know, or things like this. Hopefully it leads to that further inquiry. No, it's not just us, you know, romanticizing nature.
Or that by extending our sense of self and establishing that connection with our natural world, the parang organic process, if we'd like to ask ourselves, like, what's next, like, what else is possible, and that is to extend that connection to other people, especially other people who might have not encountered nature in the way we've encountered, because we're coming from a privileged position.
So Ayan, like, if we were to, you know, leave our audience now with like just a few bullet points of what we've shared. Like, what do you want them to take away?
Bullet points. Mahirap ako dyan eh. Mahilig ako sa essay. but I'll try to be a good student. I will try. And I think one is to pay attention. Pay attention to your immediate surroundings, to the ordinary, to the everyday. And second, once you pay attention, try to see that connection, right? Their connection to the natural world, to wildlife, to plants. And the third is to try to expand that connection once it's established for you personally. The goal is to share it with others, to share it with other people so that the tribe or the movement grows when the conversation includes so many more voices, so many more perspectives.
Yeah, I guess maybe just at this point, I'd like to invite people to take part in the campaign, Letters from Nature. We're putting up a gallery in collaboration with Habilin and Agam to showcase some of the submissions that have already been sent. But we also really envision this to be an ongoing project, and we would love more submissions. Even if you've already submitted something before, you're always welcome. There's so many things in nature that we can draw inspiration from. And then, you know, once you've done that, hopefully it inspires you to take action beyond this creative exercise as well.
And with that, thank you guys for listening. This episode was brought to you by Forest Foundation Philippines. It was produced by Mooney, hosted and written by Jen Horn and Ayan de la Torre. Edited by podwiz.com.au, with music by pulsewavestudio.com and branding by Sirius Studio. Go outside, feel the fresh air, and hopefully we'll be able to hear your own letters from nature. Bye!